Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I'm Harriet Dyer.
And I'm Anna Thomas. And this is our podcast.
I don't usually find women funny, but...
I don't usually find women funny, but...
Hello.
Hello. Is my head in front of that? No, it's all right, isn't it? Don't you think that Coke is just fizzy Bovril?
No.
But this could be like Matilda all over again.
Well, exactly. Convince me, because...
Well, because it's vegetable extract.
Yeah, okay then.
I just said about because I said that the film Gary is really just a what did I say? It's just
Matilda. Gary is a continuation of Matilda. If Matilda didn't...
I didn't say continuation.
Yeah, but I can't remember the word.
I say, like, Carrie is like if Matilda hadn't met Miss Honey, and it's it's like because they both had... Well, because they both whiz things around with their brains and they both have had turbulent parent issues. But obviously Matilda was lovely and found Miss Honey, whereas Carrie... I mean, she left it coming with fucking hands out of the grave, didn't she?
Oh, that last bit. I remember me, like, so I watched Carrie. It was in uni, first year of uni, I remember it. And me, there was like, you could rent DVDs from the library. So me and my boyfriend at the time, we rented Carrie and we were like, that's scary. The end. And then the hat, you think it's over, isn't it? And then the hand comes through. Both of us shat it. I've never seen him that scared. We were like, we both needed the toilet. We went together. We walked down together and waited outside the toilet because it was like dorms and like toilets outside the thing. And like both took turns and waited outside. Like horrible, that extra jump.
Yeah.
Even if I watched it now, even I think I'd have to pause it before that bit.
What, and then just stop.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, like Phoebe, she says her mother never let her watch full Bambi. So Phoebe thought that Bambi's just a nice little happy thing.
Oh, yeah.
So I might just do that. I mean, I'd have to stop it in like the first 20 seconds of Carrie. Because it's upsetting from the get-go.
But isn't Bambi, doesn't the mum die quite early on?
Yeah, so probably a short film for Phoebe.
Yeah.
I made fun of you for that Matilda Carrie thing to begin with. I was like, absolutely not. And I can't believe how much it makes sense.
Well, then I put it to the table, didn't I? I showed you my hand and you agreed.
That's a lovely hand. You know why?
She ran one
through the earth like Carrie. Oh, my Lord.
Have you seen all the remakes where there's one where I'm sure, you know, Tim the Tall Man Taylor? I'm sure the kid that played, you know, when you did...
Tim the Tall Man Taylor?
Yeah, Wilson, the neighbour Wilson.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
Home Improvement.
Yeah. And he had a son called Bradley. I'm sure Bradley is in the sequel. The actor that plays him is in the... It's like a fratty... one of the sequels where she has vines crawling in her veins. I'd love a viney house.
Viney house?
Yeah. I was thinking the other day, do you reckon the vines ever disrupt the brickwork of a house?
They probably do. They probably damage some of them. An old house, get a little vine in there, pushing away if there's a hole.
Yeah.
And it's just making it worse. But they look lovely.
Yes.
I love it when you see a house with like a little beard of vines.
There's loads in Glossop.
Oh, I love it. I just think, and you imagine like the little, because it's not just you, you've got like a whole ecosystem on your house then.
Yeah.
And they're all just little bugs and stuff. I love a good hedge. My mum always says, it's like in our back garden, we've got a hedge. She's always saying about the family of sparrows going in and out. And we've got like, we've seen little mice and stuff going in. I just think in there, it must be their own little world, their own city.
Yeah. Maybe they don't ever. There's a, it's a, it's a metropolis.
It is. You, like, you know when they go down the drains in Flushed Away, and it's like,
oh, I haven't seen Flushed Away, but is oh, it like a Fantastic Mr. Fox where it's underground?
Yeah, and there's a whole world, and there's, you know, news agents and all that.
So there's some news agents in your bush.
Imagine. Oh, I'd love it if they were. If they all had their own little businesses, and then like the branches were like flats, and oh,
they're like, oh, Ian, can you get me 20 Bunsen and Hedges?
And they all elbow each other, get it, because we're in the hedge.
Oh!
I thought that's what you're saying it.
No.
Just comes so natural to you.
Yeah, yeah. Just a fluke, isn't it, really? what were we saying before the hedge? Yeah, well, this is why I always wanted to have a relationship with Edward Scissorhands.
I think of all the Edwards in my life. I was like, oh, what? Edward Scissor. Why? Which part?
Well, not so much now, but yeah. Mm. But the character of Edward Scissorhands, like when I was a child, it would always be Edward and Forrest Gump were my dream men because I thought they would never let you down.
Forrest Gump.
Yes, he's just so honourable and lovely. Do you not think so? I do not think so. I stand by that decision.
You know what?
This is just an episode of me persuading you.
This is the Anna doesn't have a backbone episode. But I get what you mean, because I think he's lovely, Forrest Gump. And he'd be really loyal to you.
Yeah.
And he'd remember things that you like and he'd bring them to you.
I like chocolates.
Exactly. And he'd bring them and he'd tell everyone about him. Because he's always saying how lovely Jenny is to everyone. He's been so lovely. No one dislikes... He hasn't got any enemies that he knows of. No one dislikes him, do they? Or if they do, they
Yeah, not... they mock him for his disability.
But that makes you... Like, that's even better, like, the people that don't like him are dickheads. Because the only do you get me? If they don't like him because he's disabled, then fantastic. That's the best people to have as enemies. Do you get me?
True.
Like, but they just... Yeah, I get it. But wait, so him and who? Edward Scissorhands?
Yeah.
So what links them? What?
They're both honourable people.
Oh, right.
They've both been wronged.
Yeah.
And I would offer them... A lovely companionship.
Oh, I think you'd sue, actually. You know what? If you were like, oh, Anna, do you want to meet my partner? Which would be a weird conversation. Do you want to meet my partner? Like, if you were like, oh, here's my partner, Anna. And I was like, oh, who are they? And Edward Scissorhands walked in. I'd be like, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Because, oh, and they're like a little shy thing. I did fancy Edward Scissorhands.
See? Mocking me?
Just a little shy, like, I don't know, but sweet and, like, yeah. Oh, you just want to give him a safe place, don't you?
Yeah. It's like with... I mean, this makes it quite sad, but it's why we, as a world, cannot have nice things. And because anyone that's different is... I always think that with... What's that one? Which my partner told me was a true story. Is it District 17? When there's these shrimp alien things.
I was
told it was a documentary.
This true story where the shrimp aliens...
But it's true. Like,
shrimp aliens?
No, it's not true. But if these lovely aliens came, we would just... Well, like E.T., like anything.
Oh, it makes me so angry watching E.T.
Oh,
I love it.
When he looks like, you know, back in when there was white dog poo.
Where?
When at the end when he's all
crusty. Yeah,
he looks like white dog.
Oh, don't I love E.T.
my partner put me off E.T.
Don't, it's one of my favourite. That and Gremlins are like top five.
I've still never seen Gremlins.
Oh, you're missing out the first one.
Yeah, my partner, he said that when he was growing up, he knew a guy that lived near him that look like him, and so now he just thinks he looks like an old black man.
Even more endearing. Like, but has that person wronged him or something? He's like, I thought.
No, but it's a different story, isn't it? If you just see it as an old black man that lives down your road.
He
So it's like, oh, fucking hell, Len. Yeah. Like, you haven't been to space, have you? You just need a bit of that.
And his little boys phoned him in the forest.
Yes.
They brought him on, put him in his cupboard.
I mean, what was he doing in the forest? Probably, because back in the day, you'd be hiding your porn in the forest.
Is it? Oh, I keep hearing stories about this. Yeah. I've never in my life seen a magazine or anything.
But it was probably about you've been a, you're a member of the internet life, though, aren't you?
I'm too young for it. Did you? Would you ever just walk past the sea? I think you're too young for it as well, surely.
Yeah, I didn't. But I don't know. Maybe I didn't look up.
Look up. Where were you looking?
Maybe it was just
were
like,
you underground?
With the foxes.
Foxes aren't underground, are they?
Oh. They're Fantastic Mr. Fox.
They got, like, oh my God, yeah, they live under a tree, don't they?
Oh my God, I just remembered a terrible thing what happened on Saturday to do with the oh my God, of course to do with roadkill.
Oh, I've got...
I was driving along and then I saw this thing and it just went... And it was just eating... It was eating roadkill and then just looked at me with... I didn't hit it, but I'm terrible for... I need to stop doing it because if there's someone else, I will swerve, which is obviously so dangerous if someone's coming the other way.
I do the same.
Yeah.
I do the absolute same.
If I died to a fox, so be it.
Exactly. I just...
I wouldn't come back as one. I hope I didn't look in the eyes of the fox that is me in the future eating like an owl. Hopefully not an owl.
Hopefully not an owl.
I just thought of
what
an owl.
What was it? Was it a bird?
I'm always thinking of owls.
You know what, though? I'm upset about roadkill, and I've got a new thing. I don't know if I've told you about it, but I can't stop doing it. But, like, I think it's nice that the fox is eating the carcass, because I think circle of life, that's nice.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? It's, at least that death has given something.
Okay. It's recycling.
Yeah, recycling.
It's like the dandelion.
Exactly. Dandelion.
Because, you know, there's two dandelions.
No.
Yeah, you've got the What Are The Times, Mr. Wolf. No, not Mr.
Oh,
Wolf,
and then you blow it and then it goes out and it becomes a yellow
one. So that's just the end of the dandelion's life. And then the yellow one is, you know, the early dandelion's life. And then it takes its... Yeah. Takes its bits and sheds it.
Because imagine if that fox
like
was
fuckboy.
But it's like, imagine like if the fox was pregnant and then it's giving nutrients to the baby. So you just say like a fuckboy?
Yeah.
Just like they said. I thought you said like a frog boy and I just went, yeah. I didn't even question it.
Yeah. Because of what? Why would you?
That's why. And I was like, it was in the back of my mind mulling over what you meant. And then I clicked, it wasn't frog boy, it was fuck boy. Well, that fuck boy of a fox is well fed.
No, I meant when the dandelion spreads its bits about and like, that's like a fuck boy.
So is the seed.
Yeah. But I love those dandelions.
Same. I haven't seen one of them in ages, the blowy ones. I've seen a couple of yellows.
Yeah. Well, maybe it's the time of season.
Exactly.
I haven't seen a buttercup in a while.
Same. And that's upset me. Or a clover. So you only see them on school sports day when you were in school. I'm not just rocking down sports day today, boys.
For the relay.
Has the shot put started? Oh, all right. Put my pink lip blanket down. Don't worry, boys. Anyone want a calippo? Horrible.
But you know, someone bloody posted one. There's a Bovril calippo. I've seen it on Twitter the other day.
I've never tried Bovril.
It's a meaty drink, isn't it?
Is it like Griffy?
It's, yeah, like a thinner, watery, stocky tasting.
Why not just have gravy? It's all the things you've described that makes Bovril different to gravy is what a shit gravy is.
Yeah, but then I think if you were drinking gravy, you couldn't really drink it, could you, because it's so thick.
The one my mum made me the other day.
The drinking man's.
The drinking man's gravy. I'll allow with them because my mum made me gravy the other day. Lovely. I very much appreciate it. It was lovely. I poured it out and I plopped out it all in one. like blooming blancmange or something. Like jelly.
When you know those, what is it? The soup? Those at Campbell's?
Yeah.
It was, and then it just, you're like, oh.
Keeps like the shape of the container. Yeah, just plopped out. But I love mashed potato and stuff like that, so it was perfect for me.
So what happened? So, why was it one lump?
Because I think not enough water or too much granules. So it was just thick and it was just... And it'd been sitting there because I leave it to cool down. Went to pour it and just plopped. Like, oh my God.
So, I before have thought, we've been shopping and I've gone, oh, do you know what? I think I'll branch out, splash out and get like a fancy gravy, like a stock one or something. No, they're fucking minging. You're best off. I got one and it was just tasted of wet. And then... And then it just like you've just licked a cow, a sweaty cow.
Oh.
So then, back to Bisto.
What is it? Bisto, the one I've been having, American gravy.
Oh, that's the one for chicken, the purple one. Yeah,
it's chicken. It's American one. It's got like American flag on it.
Oh, that's the southern. Yeah, I know the one.
Lovely, but it's very peppery, so it hurts my tongue. I love it.
What problem did I have with that one? I feel like there is 3/4 of a thing in our cupboards that I had a problem with. I think it was for no other reason than my love for the beef.
She loves a bit of beef, Harriet.
The red one.
The red one, yeah. The spot, the standard.
Yeah, it's just you can't. I was gonna say you can't polish a turd, but that's not what I mean. You can't polish a turd that's already shiny.
Exactly, it's already a glittering turd. You don't need to polish it more.
But although I don't really, because then I've been trying to like my partner made like a vegetarian gravy.
Is he veggie?
He just. Doesn't want anything chemically so he reads all the ingredients and all that sort of stuff. And then I was like, I mean, come along. Like, because we were in every aisle for like 2 hours when shopping. But then when it's like, well, this is sulfur in this. And then once you sort of, once you know... Now I'm bloody doing it.
Exactly. Once you hear about certain things, I'm the same with shampoos. TikTok, I need to wash my hair, TikTok. Tell me a shampoo to use. They keep telling me ones not to use with sulfate and all this. Not one has recommended me one under like £100 or something.
Yeah. This is exactly what happened with my face cream. Was because they all have alcohol and paraffin in them. Say this because people were saying in the Patreon. So I ended up getting one. It's for itchy skin, but it works.
Like E45 or something.
Oh no, that was the one. The fucking paraffin face.
Is
one.
It?
Yeah. If I was smoking again, my face would have gone up.
There's a bloody hell. It's paraffin. Is that what they use on dead bodies?
Embalming, isn't that?
Embalming. What do they use for that?
Yeah, only if you're on a fucking... if you're a Viking and you're having your bloody... you know, when they put you on a raft and
push you out.
That's when you've got paraffin on your dead body.
Imagine, lovely idea, and I guess it's sort of beautiful, and if you've been doing it for years, fine. Imagine if someone said to you...
been dying on fire on a boat?
No, if it's been... It's been a norm. So, you know, like, it's a norm for us. Sometimes people have open caskets or whatever. Or
like, if you were in the Viking community.
Yeah. Yeah, but if someone said to me, like, say I had a partner and they said, when I pass away, please can you burn my body and push it out into the water? I'd be like, no, I don't want our children, if I ever have children, whatever, or dogs, cats, pigeons, watching your...
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Bonky,
you don't do it in the local dock.
The leisure centre. Yeah. I'm swimming for two.
Okay, technically three. How would you brought your swimsuit? Because you're in your suit.
goggles though.
I think you'd have to respect the person's wishes though.
I'd respect them, but I'd be upset.
I would be expecting you to set fire to my body.
Fine.
What could you do? The matches. That would be fun.
I heard about someone putting their bodies. Dexter. like some people put it out in the wild to get eaten.
No.
I think I'd be
so I could be going for a country walk and then suddenly my partner's eyeballs running past via a squirrel.
But it's probably like fenced off a little bit. It's not just like down
what
the
do
local.
You mean fenced off?
Like they put it in like set areas where they're like
set areas?
Where they're like, this is where the bodies go.
This is where the bodies go. Oh my
on
god.
On the sign. Do you know thing?
Oh, what?
Is it a circle of life? Even though I'm pretty much like veggie myself now, like I don't want to eat meat. I respect other animals. They can have a
bite. Oh no,
bite
not
me.
Happy about this. I don't understand. So is it an enclosure? Like Jurassic Park?
And they throw them in like a lion's thing.
I don't mean that. Just that it is a...
chucking boys.
Oh my god, yeah. So it's not going to be I'm going to... Because there's that forest, isn't there, in is it Japan where there's
stop dead bodies in there.
Yeah, hanging from the trees.
Oh... I mean, they should just close the gates in that forest. Am I being awful? People keep going in there and doing that. Yeah. But then you get tourists going, which is awful. Like, do you remember that Jake Paul or something? That YouTuber?
Logan, wasn't it?
Oh, is it?
Logan Paul.
Went down there and they were filming like it was like Disneyland. It's like, no, this is a traumatic, horrible place.
And then did the whole, because everyone was like, you awful human, which they clearly are. And then when everyone just goes... You know, I've seen the error of your ways. Well, no, you just started. People were unsubscribing to your channel. And
then
people
you saw.
Yeah, people are only ever sorry that they've been caught.
I don't understand it. If it was like you made one comment whilst he was there. You didn't just make one comment. You've planned to go there.
Mm.
They all got the cameras out. They filmed it. They edited it. They made a fucking clickbaity fucking...
Of course, yeah, I didn't even think of that.
Posted it out, probably tweeted it out, shared it.
Oh, yeah. Imagine if you were just walking along and you didn't know, and then just suddenly you just...
See?
You just got kicked in the head, and then you looked up, and you're like... Bloody hell.
Well, you see how I react with, like, road bodies. Well,
yeah.
Road bodies.
You'd have
girl.
To... You wouldn't have a bag big enough to put...
So obsessed. I don't know what I don't know whether it's that thing of like, because I've spoken about it, I'm noticing it more. Every dog walk or something, literally the other day, another bird, which was like on the side of the road, so I'm guessing it'd been hit because there was like blood coming out of his beak. Sorry to be graphic.
Out of its beak?
Came out of his beak, and it was just on the side, it was on the pavement, so I don't know whether someone hit it and then put it on the pavement and carried on. But I was like, sort of moved it with put a dog bag on my hand. I've got a whole procedure now for it. Put a dog bag on my hand, picked up the bird, put it in the hedge, covered it with leaves.
Wiped its mouth.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just been out on the red wine.
Maybe, and I've just tucked it
and
in.
It was just trying to sleep it off, and then you've come put it in the bag.
No, it's never in the bag, so I use the bag as a glove.
Oh.
And then I just tuck it, move, because I don't want to pick up bodies and that. Move there.
She put them in your hood.
Put them in my hood. don't give me ideas. Because I literally, every time I see a body now, like when I'm driving, and obviously I'm on a motorway, I'm not going to pull over and like thing. There's no like thing. But like, I'm always like, rest in peace. Like, is that,
oh, well,
is that, and but I have to say to everyone now, because I'm worried that the other ones will know, and they've heard me saying it to the other carcasses, and if I don't say it to them, it's awful. It's a compulsion at this point.
Oh, wow.
To the point when I said rest in peace to a black glove the other day. I said it, like, rest in peace, and then got close and I was like, that is a glove on the floor. Like,
and then when you looked in the thing, did you see in it?
Waves at me. Like, it got angel wings afloated.
Oh, yeah, it was in the in-between, and then you said that it was free to go.
Exactly. Don't give this compulsion any more things to work with. But if I don't say it now, I feel bad. And I've given people lifts.
And you've...
I've had to say it under
I bet they've just thought that it's... Because people, when when people are naturally eccentric, people just think you just... I think they let you get away with this stuff because they think, oh, it's just how they are, because I'm the same. Because
exactly.
I say, evening ladies, to his sheep, always.
I love that.
And then the other day, I said it, and there was someone really close behind me, so they must have seen me. So they must have seen me wave and mouth and thought, what the bloody hell is she talking to? And I was, ladies. I'm sure I've said that before.
No, I love that. And look, we need to do more car shows together because I can't go past sheep. And when I drove to Macunthlaff, lovely time, every time I see a group of sheep, I'd be like, sheepies!
And I always like it. You know, when you do there's always the sheep with especially because it's been with the lambs lately, hasn't it? And then you've got a sheep with a lovely big bottom sort of waddling about and then the little lambs.
Tail. Yeah. Ladies. I'm going to start doing that.
You do it.
Ladies.
But again, we almost had my partner came to a gig a couple of weeks ago and then driving home, wait a minute, what happened? There was just a group of sheep just appeared whilst driving.
A gang of sheep.
Yes. Oh, do you know it's called a fluffle of rabbits?
Oh, I love that. I love that. Fluffle's a lovely word anyway.
Yeah, because it would be terrible if it was like a fluffle of knives. It just wasn't going.
Like the police or the news.
Yeah.
We have got a fluffle of knives back from the gang.
It just wouldn't work. How come the crows must be upset? Because there's a murder of crows,
I'd
be livid if I was a crow.
No, if crows were human form, I don't think I'd get on with them. I think they'd give me heebie-jeebies. They wouldn't know when. They'd be talking at me, and I'd be like, oh, thanks. And then they'd be like, do you get me? Like, they wouldn't leave. They wouldn't know when to end a conversation, and they'd be creepy about it.
Oh.
And, like, a bit...
I think they've just been... I just think the media has given them a bad name. I think they're... Isn't it the crows in Dumbo? They bully, don't they? Bully
exactly.
Dumbo.
And you're wanting to hang out with them?
Oh dear.
Dumbo's right there with Forrest Gump and
what?
He's right there with Forrest Gump and Edward Scissorhands.
Who? The crows?
No, Dumbo.
Dumbo.
He's one of those characters.
I wouldn't go out with a little elephant.
Would you not? That's where you draw the line. Not a man with scissors for hands.
Yeah, but Dumbo's a child.
Oh, then absolutely. Yeah, you know what? I will allow it. You don't have to date Dumbo.
I'm willing to, let's be honest. If I'm having a bit of a romantic time with Edward, I'm probably going to come off injured.
Mm.
I have to, like you say, draw a line somewhere. Well, with children.
Yeah. Very good line to draw that one.
Did you see what I posted on Instagram yesterday? I've never seen it. Did you know baby elephants do not know how to control their trunks yet? So there's this elephant just flopping. It looks like, when men helicopter.
Oh, and they're spinning it around.
It's like that, but this elephant is so, its trunk is so out of control that it's like hitting ducks and stuff.
Where's it finding these ducks? Where are they in the same room?
Well, for some reason the ducks are just standing watching. Well, the elephant's just like off its tits with its trunk flapping it. Because it must be a muscle. Like they haven't learnt to use the muscle. Because it's usually just so... But this is like the
it's wavy men outside car dealerships.
It is like that, yes.
You know what, though? Serve the ducks right? Because you see that happening. Move. This literally links to a video I saw yesterday. So there was a ship coming into port, beeping or whatever.
It's the port.
My head's the port. I am the centre. I am home.
Port.
I am port.
Porthole.
Porthole. Port. Had you thought that portal, PORTAL, was porthole? Porthole. Just for context.
There was another one, was pedestal. I thought it was pedestal, because it's spelled pedestal.
It should be stool, shouldn't it?
Thank you, yes.
It should be, because you put on a pedestal, on a stool, that's got a pedal.
Yes.
It's not a pedestal.
No. Pedestal. I can't believe it.
What's a pedestal then? Is it still a stool?
Yeah. Wait, I don't think it is a stool. Putting someone on a pedestal isn't actually a stool. It's a pedestal. So we have just assumed it said stool and then always associated it with putting someone on a stool.
Yeah, I had it. Because like, you've done it. But I'm there, like, on a higher stool. And,
yeah.
And you're really you're putting them there, like, and they're sat really pretty, and you're just appreciating them. So it's not that. It's not.
No, no.
Wow.
Your head's a porthole. Port.
Oh, yeah, so the boat... Right, so, you know, the ducks, it's their own issue if they got hit by the trunk. They saw it coming. You don't just watch a hurricane and wave at it. You go the other way, don't you? Like, so, this... What's it called? It was a port. This boat was beeping, coming into the port, beeping like mad and honking. Everyone running away. Any direction you can run. This elderly woman walks in front of it, just like... Like almost like something out of Family Guy, like slow motion, just slowly going through it, whilst this boat's about to crash into the bloody port.
Oh my god!
She could have run any direction.
What did she do that for?
Who knows? She probably just—I don't know.
Did she see it?
It was a very big boat, but she's running away from it. But you could run any direction. You could have run the opposite way,
yeah.
But she chose to run in front because she was the boat's there. She's not in front of it. She chooses to run in front. I'm just like, you know what? Circle of life, Hakuna Matata, whatever that thing.
No, that means no worries. She, well, maybe that's the problem. She's fearless,
exactly.
No worries.
Just jumping. And I was just, I don't know why, it made me so irrationally angry. I was like, you could run any direction. Why have you gone?
That happened to me once with, I was in the sea and everyone was evacuating and I had my Walkman on. And
your Walkman in the sea is waterproof?
Yeah.
Bloody hell. Yeah,
bloody Christmas presents ahoy. Baby. And then it's fucking shark. There's a shark and everyone left, but it was turned out Baskin shark.
Oh, that's thank God.
But no one knew, did they?
Imagine that being the soundtrack to your death. Do, 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 do.
I'll be happy with that. Do,
do, do, do, do. Push it real good.
Can you feel the music pumping hard like I wish you would? Now push it.
And the shark's like eating you to the tune.
Yeah.
Push it real good. Bloody hell. What, did you have the salt and pepper CD?
Tape, this was.
Tape.
Because then when I got a CD, I've probably said this before, when I got a CD player, it didn't have the anti-shock and I would only really listen to it when I was walking. So I
and it bounced.
Yes, no, so I just have to, like, walk really still, but still quick.
Teenagers don't know that pain. I had the same. And you'd have to walk with it in your hand like a bloody castanet,
yeah.
Walking around the street like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, muggins must have been so easy back then because you're holding it.
Yeah.
Same with phones, but those CD players are massive, aren't they?
Yeah, and that was before a phone, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I had a phone. Well, yeah, because you'd have your music on the... Because I remember when Sony brought out... there was a mobile phone called the Sony Walkman phone.
I remember that.
And it was sick. I loved it. And
Sony Ericsson or something, Walkman.
No, it was called... Yeah, but it was called the Sony... Walk or something, because it had a pedometer in it as well, which, so I think that's why it was called Walk, but then also Walkman. And I remember it was New Year's Eve and I went to this party and I was like, do you know, with this phone I just go like that and it changes the track, and people were like, oh my god. I was like, I know,
bloody mad.
Yeah, and then I fucking dropped it and bloody cracked the screen.
I miss getting excited about technology.
Oh, well, we will do one day when, you know, when I'll open my wallet and my mum will be there.
In your wallet? Oh, she getting there?
Well, exactly. She'll have, I don't know, someone will have made a hologram of my mother and then she'll live in my bum bag or...
Is that going to be the next sort of like...
Or my mum, I'll be talking to you and then a little foot will come out of my nostril.
And it's your mum?
Yeah, and then she'll come out and then we'll go world exclusive.
Oh, world exclusive, right. You see it happening, we predicted it, right?
And how would you feel?
What, if your mum clawed out your nose?
And was on this podcast, because we've only got two microphones.
Oh, we'd have to take turns. You know what? You'd be the mean one, obviously. But then,
no. Why would I? Obviously,
because you link us all. You mean it'd be you and your mum talking.
Oh yeah, because if I left, it's just you and my dead ghost mother that's come out of my nostril.
I'm sure I'd have questions. I'm sure I'd have stuff to talk about.
What would you do if I was obviously so happy that my mother had come to me through my nose. But what would you do if she had the voice of a demon? And I was so excited and happy, but you would probably have to take me aside and go, Harriet, I do think that...
I don't think that's your mother.
Yeah, I think that's the devil.
And it's like, she looks like a man, but like a small, like, Jiminy Cricket version, like Thumbelina, but coming out with a voice like... but yeah, like really posh for some reason, because the devil, they always put the devil as like really posh voice, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah.
So like, but like Stephen Fry...
Yeah. Brian Blessed.
Brian Blessed. That did sound Brian Blessed-y, didn't it?
Yeah.
Hello, Harriet. No, that sounds
like Kermit the Frog.
Jar Jar Binks, I thought.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Jar Jar terrifies me.
So would you, if... My brother used to call me Jar Jar Binks. I don't know.
It'd be so funny you say that and you've had the long ear tail things that, yeah, there's so much not a clue and you're like orange and look right like him and like have the mouth and the eyes.
You can't see it because it's like shallow hell.
Yeah.
So you see me as this, but everyone's like, why is Anna doing that podcast with Jar Jar Binks?
The shallow hell's for everyone who looks like Jar Jar Binks in my life.
Yeah, your mum looks like Jar Jar Binks. Everyone you date looks like Jar Jar Binks.
I have no clue. Imagine that. That's almost terrifying. This could be true. We wouldn't have a clue.
Imagine as well. Well, I don't know how I've come into this. I might be the only one that's not susceptible to the Jar Jar. And imagine when there was a few like comedy agents on the horizon, you subconsciously were the only one that's
Jar Jar Binks. And every decision I make, yeah, every boyfriend and everything. Do you think, because have you ever dated people and then you've broken up and then someone's gone like, why have you dated them?
Yes.
They do not suit. You know what I mean? They're not attractive. Da, da, da. And I always think they are attractive, and I still do. I wouldn't have dated them if I didn't fancy them. What if every person I've dated has just been the spits of Jar Jar Binks? Mm-hmm. We wouldn't know. What if...
Well, I don't know. I am Jar Jar Binks.
You are Jar Jar Binks.
Jar Jar.
Jar Jar.
You're Jar Jar Binks.
You're Jar Jar Binks.
You're Jar Jar. To the Jar Jar. Right, shall we? I'm worried about my camera overheating. Oh, yeah. Shall we say goodbye?
Jar Jar.
Jar Jar.
Jar Jar. Oh, dear.
Right.
Oh, I can't even think about that. Jar Jar.
This is the end.
Not for forever, though. We're out every Wednesday on Patreon and Sunday on all other podcast places.
Please leave a review and tell a friend, because that is nice. Bye.
Bye.
I don't usually find women funny, but...
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.